Hundreds of rescue workers are still searching for survivors in the rubble of the collapsed Champlain Towers South in Surfside, Florida. As days pass since any survivors have been pulled out, and with so many people still unaccounted for, mental health counselors have also been sent in. They are helping families waiting for news of missing loved ones, as well as families whose loved ones have been confirmed dead. Sandy Alla is one of those counselors with Jewish Community Services of South Florida. And when we spoke today, she told me they have set up a physical site where families can walk in.
It's really very organized at this point now, where they come in, there's a navigator that does a preliminary assessment to see what their needs may be, and then they bring them into the Family Assistance Center, where there are many professional agencies providing different types of services, but Jewish Community Services is the primary mental health supporter for those individuals looking for their family members and waiting for news.
What are those conversations like, the ones that you've been having?
So there's many different types of conversations, mostly just people looking for answers, wondering why these things have happened, hoping to hear some good news of their family members, their loved ones, being found and surviving. As the days go on, the conversations become harder and more difficult. They're grieving and they need support.
You said so many people are looking for answers, and that's got to be such a tough conversation to have when there are no answers. You don't have them. All you can do is sit and listen.
Right. Exactly. And we don't have the answers. And I think that's just where their mindset is right now. Why did this happen? Why some people were fortunate to be rescued while others are, yet to be found, waiting, day by day. Are they going to get any confirmation of resolution to their loved one being found? And it's very hard. And I think as the days go on, it's getting more emotional for them. They're coming to terms with what is the end result. As I'm sure you're aware, they imploded the building 2 days ago. That just brings another level of heartache and wondering, and they really do need support from us and anyone that can provide it. And there are a lot of people out there willing to assist, but it is a tough place to be right now.
What words seem to help, seem to reach people in such a difficult moment?
That we're there for them, because there's really not much else anyone can say to make it any different. I've received a lot of feedback from individuals that we're working with, just gratitude and humble that we're there. I think just physically being there, knowing that our presence is always there, they can walk over, someone will be available to talk to them just to get through that moment, or they need to call someone in the afternoon, evening, night, 24/7, we're there.
What kind of needs are people going to have in terms of mental health, in terms of being able to talk to somebody going forward in the longer term?
So we're anticipating, and we really have already started this. So anyone that comes to see us at JCS or calls 211, we're creating a contact with them, staying in contact, seeing what they need. So a lot of what we're doing right now is assisting with temporary housing for the families and or the residents. We are discussing with them that counseling is an option, that we're here now for immediate crisis counseling, and that we will be here for the long haul. It won't be months, it will be years.
Sandy Alla with Jewish Community Services of South Florida. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much.